Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome to the show. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm your host of the Dare to Dream radio program. It is a pleasure. It is an honor to have you here with us today. We always have the most superb guest conversations and openings. I love that my openings are meaningful to you and help you move ahead to create your dreams into your reality. Listen, your dreams are not just about you. I really believe your soul embarked on that. Some of them are just fun and things you've decided to do for fun, and some of them are things you're really supposed to be aligning to do. And of course, we have free choice. But when you align yourself to create your dreams, and truly you are inspired to create them yourself, you become a piece of the puzzle of heaven here on earth. And so you can change the tides just by stepping into your greatness. You know, a little later on, I'm going to have Laura Eisenhower on the show. She's going to be discussing key codes of ascension and what the DNA activation process is all about. Also, she talks about artificial intelligence and what opening stargates is about. Very cool stuff. She's familiar with Zodiac and the awakening of the divine template within. So let's talk a little bit about that word, surrender. How's it going for you with surrender? Surrender can take a lot of forms. I want to talk a little bit about surrenders in regards to your life, your dream. My goodness, do people need that now more than ever. I see people going freaking bananas on social media, especially on Facebook. Like, people I know have lost their mind. You would think they're in an all-out war. Like, the conservatives think that the liberals are going to actually hear them. It's just madness out there and vice versa. And it's like there's a lot of pain right now. So I want to talk about that because the world is an interesting, a little bit, you might say, chaotic, interesting times. And surrender sometimes can be wonderful. Stepping into your greatness is too, as well as surrender, right? Balance and all things. And it's about really surrendering to love. That is what we ultimately are. Surrendering to love is not always easy, but absolutely necessary if we want to live a miraculous life. Don't worry about surrendering fully. It's not like an overnight thing and you're just there, and if you're not, oh well, you missed the boat. In fact, it usually doesn't happen all at once. It's something we can be very mindful of doing in the moment, because surrender is a process. A Course in Miracles says each small step will clear a little of the darkness away. So in clearing away the darkness of control and allowing surrender to the love of the universe and the all that is, just take your hands off the steering wheel as best you can and remind yourself. I remember, gosh, when I first met the up-and-coming Gary Zukav a million years ago. I was in Oregon. I met Jean Houston, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Mary Manon Morrissey, Gary Zukav, Dr. Joan Borisenko. I was a baby. And we were all at Mary's church at the time, so it wasn't a big gathering. My soul was called to be there. I heard amazing things. I remember they decided to do a talent show, and I had so much bravado. And I got up and I sang a song from the Broadway show Gypsy. Changed all the words to talk about all those amazing teachers. And after that, Mary Manon Morrissey would ask me to come sing at her events. And it just opened up a world for me. It was phenomenal. So I love saying his name because he still has that iconic reference point for me in my life. He wrote the book called The Seat of the Soul. Gary Zukav writes, "Take your hands off the steering wheel. Be able to say to the universe, 'Thy will be done,' and to know it within your intentions. Spend time in this thought. Consider what it means to say, 'Thy will be done,' and allow your life to go into the hands of the universe completely. To restore your connection," and that's the end of his quote, "to restore your connection to the guidance of the universe, you got to loosen your grip. And when you surrender your plans and release control, you stop pursuing the path of a misguided ego. You allow the voice of your intuition, your inner guidance, protection system, and the energy of love to be your guide. And the way to take your hands off the wheel is often through prayer. If you're in need of surrender, begin each day or in the moment when it happens with these words. And here are the words: "Today I surrender my goals and plans to the care of the universe. I offer up my agenda and accept spiritual guidance. I trust that there is a plan far greater than mine. I know that where there once was lack and limitation, there are spiritual solutions and creative ideas. I step back and let love lead the way. Thy will be done." Thy will be done. These words help you humbly surrender to the guidance of the universe. And something miraculous happens when you let go and you allow. You open up to an infinite field of possibilities. It's important to surrender. I've been surrendering a lot lately, and sometimes in a little bit, I'll be tongue-in-cheek. You know, you wouldn't think you'd surrender. I had a photo shoot the other day. I've done two of them in the past week. I'm so grateful they're done. And I've got a new website and all new social media come out. I'm rebranding. It's time. I've been doing this a long time. I've been in media. And so here I am rebranding, taking these photos. I'm with a professional photographer who, while I'm on a sidewalk, asked me to take steps back so that I can walk towards him. And unbeknownst to me, this phenomenal outfit that I'm in is a little long for me. And I stepped back. It got caught in my high heel. And I was like a cartoon, trying to catch my footing. My core was never going to grip. I could feel it after the fourth attempt. And I literally surrendered. And like a drunk person who often does not get hurt in a car accident because they have not braced for impact, I literally surrendered. I can't catch myself. And I let myself fall, bam, on my bum. And I will admit those bones are very sore, my back very sore. I think it compressed in that moment. However, my God, so much gratitude for surrendering even to a fall. Could have broken something if I tried to brace myself with my hand. Clearly would have sprained or broken something. So I'm very fortunate, even with this discomfort, and it will get better, of course, there is gratitude because it could have been so much worse, and I'm so glad I just let go. I wasn't going to be able to steer my being in that moment. And the pictures ended up coming out great anyway. And you know what was really cool, I got to say? After I fell, and the photographer, who was mortified at watching this, he just was so afraid I was hurt, came over, and I didn't pretend. When he said, "Are you okay?" I said, "No, not so much. I really hurt. Gosh, what would you like to do?" "I really need to sit on the curb. I just need to sit on the curb that knocked the wind out of me." I didn't pretend. I didn't say I was fine. I didn't say I'd get embarrassed. I didn't go anywhere. Like, it happened. It was, you know? And so we can surrender on a lot of different levels, with people, with the politics, with everything, and yet show up to our greatness. So wherever you are with all of that, and wherever you need to be, just remember there are spiritual solutions, there are creative ideas. Step back, let love lead the way, thy will be done. Laura Eisenhower is my guest today. She's a global alchemist, cosmic mythologist, and intuitive astrologist, and she is an internationally acclaimed speaker. Laura is the great-granddaughter of the President Dwight David Eisenhower. She's a leading researcher on health, expo politics, alchemy, metaphysics, and galactic history. Laura works to free us from the 3D holographic time loop and false archonic systems. And if you would like to learn more about her, her website is her name, lauraeisenhower.com. Laura, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you on the show.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm really looking forward to our conversation on your work, and I'm going to admit there were words I hadn't heard before. Some of them I looked up, like exopolitics, false archonic systems. How did this world open up for you to enter, all of the work and the research that you do?
Well, it's just been a lifelong journey of connecting dots. You know, being in family, there's, you know, some interesting things connected to the Eisenhower administration and a lot that happened after the Second World War that we just don't hear about in the history book. And so the exopolitical part of it has to do with the presence of extraterrestrials and the possibility of government ET treaties where governments are making deals with different groups of extraterrestrials. And for the most part, what I've discovered, they're not making deals with the more positive. So, I mean, it's a lot for people to wrap their head around because for a lot of people, just being comfortable with the idea that there's even extraterrestrials is, you know, that's quite a process all on its own. But just paid attention to the rumors and was just really looking at my own life journey and my own experiences as a soul and my connection to Ike and, you know, this greater mission that I am on and that I feel, you know, I work with him, that I would really just start to uncover a lot of answers. And this has taken me into places I never expected. The stuff that's hidden from us is so much vaster and greater.
That sigh says a lot. Wow. So we're going to go back there, and I want to just touch on what you said. President Dwight Eisenhower, Mamie Eisenhower, that's big-time lineage. So for those who don't know, he was the 34th president of the United States. He was in office 53 to 1961, five-star general in the United States Army during World War II, served as supreme commander of the Allied Expeditionary Forces in Europe, and he lived until 1969. Did you know Ike and Mamie well or at all?
Ike has always been like a spirit guide. I couldn't quite understand why this particular person was appearing to me so much. And I knew he was a family member, and then I started to realize that he, you know, was president and clearly kind of a household name and somebody that, you know, put in full, influential role in history. Mamie, I was able to spend time with. She transitioned when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I sat by her bed with my sister, and, you know, we just held her hand and, you know, had some fun trips there, but, you know, that's really young, four or five. I definitely have the memories. And, yeah, but Ike is with me. I mean, I just really feel his presence, and he knows how hard this is. And he's just been a really strong force in my life. And, I mean, it's just really, it's so much harder than I think people can imagine. It's not just research. I mean, the targeting is unbelievable. You know, I used to never want to be like, oh, I'm targeted, or yeah, I'm getting attacked. And now I'm just like, oh my God, I can't even believe it. I just can't even believe it. Yeah. And I've had a lot of, you know, counsel and readings and other people, you know, helping me to understand it.
I don't know if you believe in epigenetic lineage. I'm wondering if coming from this particular family line gave you a lot for creating and doing what you're doing on the planet, or created lineage trauma or lineage epigenetics that you work through?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's the whole shebang. I'm just like, I get a lot of spells of, you know, trauma and panic I have to, you know, deal with and breathe through. It's landed me in the ER probably about 10 times in the last 2 years. And, sometimes they've been real, you know, dangerous situations. Most of the time it's just anxiety. It feels real, though. It feels like you're dying. And I, you know, anybody who's ever had a panic attack knows how it feels. I'm sure you do, you know, because we all probably have had one or two. But, yeah, I have to figure out how to just really, you know, deal with it. But, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of family stuff, you know, that I agreed to. And And I think it's going pretty darn well. I mean, I know it's everything's kind of moving slowly. The density still feels pretty heavy. But, you know, Hillary's not in office. That's a good sign. I'm not saying Trump's great, but I just really feel something good happening. And there's been so many times where I've almost been taken out. Like, I'm recovering from a brain injury right now, and so my speech is a little slow.
Is that from your car accident? Because I know you emailed me recently.
No, that was this is separate. So I had my car got totaled. I had no injuries from that, but then my father had been really sick, and I had just been moving too quickly, and everything's just been, you know, really intense for me. And the kitchen, the refrigerator was leaking, and so the kitchen floor was really slick, and I slipped and I banged my head really hard, and I just got tests, and I thought my spine, I thought everything was way, way, way worse. So I'm really, really relieved. But I just feel, you know, I do need to slow down, but there is a lot of weaponry, you know, and it's on the human race. I mean, we've got chemtrails. I mean, we've got psychotronic weaponry. We've got, you know, all sorts of things that are, you know, really, you know, making it difficult to move into these higher earth energies. And when we get to a certain place in our initiation, I guess you could say, initiation journey, you know, there's serious psychic attack that comes along when you start to move into, like, you know, the galactic chakras beyond the seven. And, you know, it's very difficult to progress, you know, without getting, you know, knocked over. And sometimes it's really hard to understand what that means. So what I really enjoy is, you know, the fact that I, you know, do readings and I help people to understand it. And the
chart. What are those readings like? I was fascinated. What kind of people come to you, and what kind of service do you provide?
Well, I get a lot of diversity as far as my clients. You know, I work with abductees, you know, people who are, you know, my labs, you know, who have dealt with military abductions, people who, you know, have just dealt with all sorts of, you know, really difficult, you know, scenarios connected to this government extraterrestrial connection, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, millions of people are impacted by this.
Right.
So it really does prove a lot of this to me, you know? So when people have a hard time wrapping their head around it, and I have clients, you know, on a weekly basis that, you know, are sharing these similar stories, there's no doubt in my mind. And
right.
I'm the kind of person who believes in everything, but I don't fix myself to any belief. I just kind of keep myself open. And then I have my, you know, the things that have really hit home that I could, you know, safely feel is a strong enough truth that I'm you know, I feel okay talking about it. But, you know, I get a lot of people who want to understand their deeper soul journey and their purpose, you know, and purpose is, you know, I mean, that's a big question. There's many, many layers to purpose. I mean, we all have a collective purpose that we have in common, you know, just really being in the unified field and, you know, stepping into unity consciousness and being our authentic selves. I mean, that's the purpose we all have. But, you know, there's, you know, unique things that, like energy signatures that we come in with from past lives that we, you know, could really do well in understanding. And that's the south node. And then the north node is the best direction we could be going in, and, you know, to integrate energies that'll help us to get to the next level so that we really progress and not keep looping in this sort of time loop we're in this matrix. So I kind of like use astrology as a tool to help liberate people kind of from the wheel and the time loop to begin to be able to embody those ascension energies. And when you embody these energies, you end up activating everybody around you. So, I mean, people have to be willing to accept it, though. Not everybody's going to accept the activation, of course.
Yeah, cool. Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back, and I'm excited to do so. When we come back, I will be talking to Laura about shadow governments, hidden agendas connected to ET races and key codes of ascension. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can download your free Dare to Dream Radio app on iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Get yours today. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions. Or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Feel your soul to me. I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be.
Welcome back to the show. I am interviewing Laura Eisenhower, who is an intuitive astrologist, global alchemist, and cosmic mythologist. You can find her at lauraeisenhower.com. Laura, I want to start out with the idea of shadow government. Can you talk about specifically what is that and how does it use or misuse its power?
Well, gosh, there's a lot to share on this matter because the history is, it goes way back. The Babylonian Anunnaki crossover, there was a period after a flood that had this stuff sort of more in the open, and then it became more hidden. When we look at the Illuminati and the 13 families, mm-hmm. It really ended up being a hijacking of the mother energy on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so it had to kind of go into hiding in order to be able to get away with all of this. And so it's dealing also with off-planet entities. And so it's not just, a bunch of corrupt, individuals that are trying to run the show here. They're working with, I don't even know if one would consider reptilian extraterrestrial. It just doesn't, sometimes I just can't seem to put the two words together, but the Draco reptilian energies and the Luciferian faction of the Anunnaki have been the main controller group on the planet. One is called the Black Suns, and the other is called the Sons of Belial. Mm-hmm. And they've been both just sometimes at war with each other, and pretty much now they're kind of working together. And there's a lot of dark technologies that have been used. Particularly 26,000 years ago, something was put in place called the Nephilim Reversal Grid. And actually, it's in a Stonehenge area. And it affects the ley lines, and it impacts our DNA. It makes it difficult for the masculine and feminine and the electrical and magnetic energies to work together, which makes it very difficult for us to upgrade our DNA. It puts everything sort of in a reversal. The sacred geometries have been manipulated as well. Hmm. So when we're looking shadow government, we're not just looking at, this hidden group, that's pulling the strings from, on a political level. We're looking at something much, much larger. And so what's interesting is, Eisenhower gave us the warning about the military-industrial complex. And I think most people, recognize what he meant to a certain degree. But when you take a closer look, and you look at things like the secret space program and the many, many, many layers to it, it's pretty mind-blowing. It's so huge what's been kept from us that it's so hard to believe that, we can't see that it's there, so much of it is hiding in plain sight. And I work sometimes out of my vehicle because my internet sometimes isn't good here. And I have a lot of individuals that come through as clients that aren't legitimate clients, that are really just here to mess with me. And I'm the kind of person that doesn't, like, I try and stay away from, like, just assuming something. I like to really, really wait till, like, it's obvious. And it's happened recently because, you know, certain clients will have certain names, and then they'll use the same number and call back with a completely different name. But I've figured out a way to, like, sort of bust this that I've, you know, intuitively, you know, picked up on. So, you know, they've got, you know, agents out there. They've got MILAC, which, you know, are these military abductions. They've got, you know, all sorts of individuals in our society that they're sort of using as a weapon against others. And there's a lot of disassociation. I mean, we're talking, you know, trauma-based mind control. We're talking, you know, that there's abuse on some level, which creates that fragmentation, which makes it easy to create alters. And so, you know, the clients don't even know. They don't even, I'm like, okay, well, somebody named Jennifer has the exact same phone number as you, you know? And I just, 3 days ago, and they're like, I don't know who that is. But some of their experiences, you know, that they're telling me about have to do with this astral, these astral assaults and abductions. And so anyway, there is a connection with the shadow government, with this off-planet, you know, species that, I mean, there's many of them, so it's hard to pin down, like, okay, this particular group has got this particular agenda. I mean, Corey Good talks about 22 different ET groups and 22 different agendas, but there's two main controller groups. When we look at the actual human part of the shadow government. But when we go into other areas beyond that and what's connected to it, it's like we're talking 22 genetics from ETs that we carry, 22 agendas, and then hundreds of other species that have interacted with the Earth. You know, and so the Earth is a very interesting place. We fell in density, and we've been in a very vulnerable position, and so a lot of attention has been put on us. You know, some groups have taken advantage of our vulnerability because, you know, we're born really not remembering our past lives, and we can't really see the bigger picture. And some, you know, benevolent groups are really here, you know, doing all they can to help, but they can't really do it for us. So the ones that are really here to help us encourage us to figure out how to do it ourselves, you know. So it's kind of like a physical body. You know, we have an immune system and we have, you know, things that can compromise our body and throw it into disease or imbalance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is what we're facing as a human race. Can we be a part of the immune system? Can we be connected to the organic ascension versus the artificial intelligence and sort of being a part of the disease to the point where it's so disguised. You know, it's not like people step into it and like, yeah, I'm part of the problem, you know, because it's rewarded, you know. People mm-hmm. are excited about this transhumanism sort of utopian future. They don't realize, though, you know, the dangers that it presents. So, you know, it's really important that we understand how advanced we are in this human vessel, and that this window that we're in right now has more to do with these, you know, us really awakening and upgrading our DNA and recognizing that we're the advanced technology here. You know, technology is important, but if we don't balance it with spiritual development, and it doesn't mean that we have to have a spiritual practice that we enforce, you know, it's just simple integrity, you know, and recognizing we're multidimensional beings, and appreciating the diversity of how people choose to connect with spirit. And dropping the control, you know, because really unity is all about oneness, but oneness is really diversity and harmony. And so, you know, the new paradigm has to really be willing to accept these differences while finding the common ground of, you know, just love and how we're so connected with nature. our DNA is connected to the Earth grid. So as those dark technologies have impacted, you know, the Earth and the grids and the way the masculine and feminine lines connect and how that's impacted us, we have to work that much harder or push the envelope a little bit to kind of get it all back on track.
Well, regarding, you've brought up feminine and the mother principle and the balance of the male and the female, and as well as ascension. I know that one of the things you're connected with is the Magdalene or the Gaia, Sophia energies of love. Is it possible using those energies that we can be liberated, that we can use that love to ascend or to shift who we are and what's going on right now? Because it seems like there's a lot of chaos. I'm wondering if it's possible to be liberated and healed using that.
Yeah. You know, I have difficulty, you know, doing basic human things, but I've never, ever lost faith in where we're heading as a human race. I mean, it's very rare, even in the hardest of weeks and days and moments, that I feel there's just no way it's going to happen, you know. This timeline you can't really destroy. It's just we're so distracted away from it, and we're, you know, constantly bombarded with these signals that could cause major digression, even though, you know, we don't recognize it and just, you know, we don't know what's not good for us. I mean, some of us do, but many don't. We're dealing with, you know, all this toxicity in the environment, and, you know, in order for us to heal it, we have to recognize the elements within ourselves that need to be purified in order for the earth to respond. You know, it's sort of, there's a connection and a relationship, you know, that we actually can change things based on what we're willing to look at just within our own being, you know, because the thing is, when we go through these initiations or we, you know, purify our emotional body, the reality in front of us changes. You know, I mean, if we're functioning at like a 6-strand DNA level versus a 3-strand, our reality is completely different. We're in a completely different earth energy. The density is very different. We're, you know, moving, you know, from carbon-based to, you know, crystalline and into a silicate matrix. So everything, you know, is available for us to do this. So the reason I don't have any doubts that we can do it is because it's a resource that can't be destroyed. But it's up to, you know, people, and that's where the problem is.
Got it.
I get a little worried that it's going to take some time for certain, you know, for individuals to really get it. And I, you know, I get concerned that that's going to, you know, affect everybody else, but I sort of let that go. Because it never became like a real big fear. It was more like, how does this work exactly? You know, if the human race doesn't get it, does that mean that us awake ones are stuck? And I just really, really started to like look at that, because I feel such a positivity and always had since I was a kid, because that's when I was being prepared for this mission. And it was all centered around this window period that we're in now. And it was all about, you know, just all this potential. And so when I have a question, I usually get the answer pretty quick. And, you know, and it's really up to each of us as individuals, you know. If the rest of humanity doesn't decide to, you know, ascend, if we're talking numbers of, like, majorities, you know, the majority or not, we as individuals can still, you know, move on. I mean, we're sovereign. We have our own agreements and creativity and connection to Gaia and spirit. And so, you know, I think it's important that we remember that, because I think we can easily feel crushed and depressed by, you know, so many that are still just not really seeing, you know, the truth, or I mean, truth is kind of multi-layered. We've got our own personal truth, but then there's things that have been kept from us that we could say, if we investigated, we could find some factual evidence to prove that, okay, this activity is going on. Like when we talk about something like Monarch programming or some of the MK Ultra things, you know, I've got so many clients that have survived those programs, and the evidence is out there. And that's a truth that, you know, is very difficult for people to wrap their head around. So, I mean, I know we can do it. That's the only way I can live, because if I lose that, I don't know how to wake up, and I don't know how to be here.
I resonate a lot with what you're saying, very much so. I think you can be hyper aware on many levels, and then I think at some place, if you do not hold on to pure hope and knowingness that everything can go well, that anything can be reversed, that we will ultimately be okay, you are done for. So it's so important to even surrender to that. Well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little more about ascension and DNA and what's possible for you. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter, my name, at Debbie Dashinger. Love to see you there. Stay right there. And by the way, if you want to write in about this show or any of the others, write to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Again, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
You're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa. Voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to MyBestsellerBook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at MyBestsellerBook.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Tuning in after we've started. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Laura Eisenhower, who is presenting a workshop at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. You can go to their website, consciouslifeexpo.com. And just so you know, if there's any reason why you can't go in person, and by the way, in person is phenomenal. You'll meet amazing people on one place. It is huge. It is huge, huge, huge for shopping, for getting your brain and your emotions and your body and everything in sync. And there is also live streaming available. Ta-da! So just in case you're in a place in the country or the world where you cannot attend right now, just sign up for live streaming. It's nominal. And again, it's the annual Conscious Life Los Angeles Expo, February 10th. Through the 13th. Laura, before we get back into the conversation, I just want to say this is Dare to Dream. So what do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, some have already shown up. I just got invited to be a keynote speaker in Australia at the Uluru, that Uluru site, the big, incredible rock, otherwise known as Ayers Rock, but Uluru is the Aboriginal name. My uncle is one of the main lawyers who protected Uluru and to keep it with the Aborigines and to keep it from being a major tourist site. So, and he's lived in Australia for a really long time, so I'll be able to see him, and I don't get to see him much. And he's been a lawyer for the Aborigines for a long, long time. That'll be awesome. Gosh, I mean, dreams, I mean, I really like to fly. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was my birthday wish for at least, 12 years. I love just doing what I'm doing. I mean, I just want to continue just doing events and meeting people and traveling internationally. And seeing just progress, seeing the results, seeing the world, restore itself, just the elements, just get cleansed and, just people coming together more and just the corruption being called out, all the crimes against humanity. Mm-hmm. Those are the big visions. And to really just, be able to be balanced and healthy, as all this is unfolding. you know, so that I just really want to play my roles at the highest level I possibly can and mm-hmm. see results, you know, make, you know, new friends. I love the ones I already have. And like I said, you know, I really enjoy the traveling, and I'm going to finish my book this year, so that's another big goal.
Yay, so. Good for you. That's awesome. And so for those who are listening and they've been hearing some of what you're saying and maybe they're wondering, well, how can I do that? How can I initiate? How can I prepare me, the human vessel, for an ascension? And how can I receive a high-frequency downloads? How can we do that to initiate and prepare?
Okay, well, there's going to be... there's the electromagnetic wave energy that is increasing in this ascension window period that we can, you know, access. And, you know, it connects, there's this whole process of how it connects to our, you know, in our nervous system and the ionic sort of activations, you know, that happen between the neurons and protons and neutrons and all sorts of stuff that, you know, sometimes I can't completely articulate, you know, but it's basically where you're getting a download into your nervous system, and it's, you know, an integration, and so it allows, you know, for a DNA upgrade. It's in the air, you know, and if our consciousness can perceive it, then we can connect with it.
What do you mean by that? When you say it's in the air and if we can perceive it, what would we perceive?
Okay, so we've got the mind control energy, and then we've got the organic ascension energy. The organic ascension energy mostly connects with the vibrations of love and wisdom and our own personal authenticity, you know? I mean, just us being ourselves keeps us connected to things that are organic. When we're operating under a programming or, you know, some sort of mind control or some sort of, you know, artificial intelligence signal, which is just as available, and we're bringing that in, you know, then we're sort of steering ourselves away from organic ascension, and we're moving into more transhumanism, and that's where this sort of bifurcation is happening. So as humans, we have a choice. You know, are we going to connect with the artificial intelligence signals, or are we going to connect with the electromagnetic waves and the ascension energies, you know? And there's also codes connected to the Christophia that are available. So our consciousness perceiving it is, you know, what's our level of awareness? You know, do we live a path of integrity? You know, do we eat well? I mean, our bodies really, this is why I really love the recipe you mentioned, because the Himalayan salts and those 84 minerals are really important for this process to take place, to prepare our human vessels. There's all sorts of things that we can do to get our bodies in optimal condition to be able to handle it, because they are high frequency, you know, and they're not very easy. And so it's very easy for us to miss those downloads because they're almost too intense, you know, because we've been dealing with so much heaviness. I mean, and this is, you know, what the Matrix is all about, to keep us in a low vibration and to keep everything heavy, you know, to keep us in fear and to keep us kind of in this dependency of, you know, governments and the political world and all this kind of stuff. So when the the organic ascension energies, you know, are wanting to come into our body, it's very difficult if we've stayed in this sort of low density, you know, and so we kind of avoid it because it's almost too much, you know, and we get further and further away. So if we're operating in the Matrix and we're, you know, immersed in it, and we're being just thrown into those highs and lows based on the headlines we hear in the news, it's going to be very difficult for us to get those frequency downloads because our physical body is still in this low density. And it's still in the distortions of the masculine and feminine, not really working on that balance or even doing the inner work, you know, because we've been taught everything is external. So, you know, to get the, you know, downloads, we really need to prepare, you know, with nutrition, with, you know, meditation. Breath is really important, you know, and you know, just really like nurturing yourself, because it's easier to open yourself up to high vibration when you're seeing and taking care of the body like a temple. is then it's very easy for these higher energies to come in and take us to the next level versus, you know, being stuck in the, you know, what's Trump have to say today? Kind of, you know, every time humanity as a collective is about to take a huge leap is usually when a false flag happens, you know, because they know all this stuff. They monitor all this stuff. And you know, they want to keep us from taking those huge leaps as a collective. And that's usually when, like, a big event happens that is traumatizing for all of us, you know, to hear about. So we have to be very careful of that. And the best way that we can sort of catch up if we've, you know, been stuck in all that, I would say is the minerals, you know, very, very important. And just really, you know, get to know your body, listen to what your body is trying to tell you and, you know, learn about herbs and, you know, work with a naturopath or, you know, somebody that can, you know, really, you know, just help with supporting the system instead of pharmaceuticals, which don't get us anywhere. You know, that really does get in the way. That keeps us in a low density. So,
right.
And thought forms, you know, we have to recognize our self-worth. You know, are the people in our life, you know, healthy for us? Are the relationships we have, you know, really optimal? You know, we have to be willing to make lifestyle changes for the integration and initiations to be able to succeed or happen. If we're in a low vibration, like I said, it's very easy for us to sort of bypass it because it's almost like getting electric. It's too much. It's too much. You know, it's kind of like walking outside barefoot when it's snowing, you know? Anyway, so.
Wow, I love that. I mean, this is, you know, it's really common sense, but very important wisdom that you're saying, because the toxicity comes from everywhere, from outside of us, inside of us, who we interact with, what we interact with, what we ingest, what we choose to think about. All of this is so hyper important. And just to give you a little bit of information, the recipe that Laura is talking about, we were talking during the break, it's, I saw a friend recently, and this is an attractive fellow anyway, but he looked like ridiculous, phenomenal, and I said, what are you doing? And he told me about some research he'd done and a recipe that he's been using. So I looked it up, and I started doing it. And I'll tell you exactly what it is, because anyone can use it, and you probably have it in your cabinet. You just use regular filtered organic water. You pour in about 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. I use Bragg's because it is really good stuff. So 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. You want to put in about 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne, and about the same of Himalayan pink salt. It is a flush. It stops inflammation, and people are under siege with inflammation, what they're ingesting and breathing and experiencing. And it also allows nutrients to assimilate in your body and does so many other amazing things. Look it up or try it. I am on my 3rd or 4th day, and it's a little tart, but man, once you get it down, you really feel good. So try it out. Laura, I loved having you on the show. It has been so great to talk to you. Thank you for coming on.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much. And
I look
forward to seeing you.
Yeah, as well for me. And anybody, again, she'll be at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. Absolutely go see her. And her website is LauraEisenhower.com. And I end today's show with this quote from Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. Through embracing the divinity of the earth and surrendering to the will of nature, the heart of truth and unconditional love can be found. If we dissolve the barriers that separate us from each other and the source, and activate our higher minds in the work we do to create change, our actions will create ascension and shift us into a magical, enlightened, and liberated existence. You can go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you are ready to become a best-selling author, go to mybestsellerbook.com. I take authors and I guarantee them international best-selling status when they do my program. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it.